USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly a dozen GOP senators want to change the Senate rules and allow for lawmakers to dismiss articles of impeachment against President Trump before the House sends them over. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced the legislation, arguing the Senate's impeachment rules did not envision a scenario where the House would delay transmitting articles of impeachment against the president, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is, that's not what the Constitution says.
Hawley speaking there on Fox News, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would testify if subpoenaed in President Trump's impeachment trial. In a statement, Bolton said he made the decision with careful consideration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee is running for president for a second time. This time he'll be running as a Libertarian. Chafee ran as a Democrat in 2016. A Chicago couple is suing the stars of the hit HGTV show Windy City Rehab for consumer fraud. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
James and Anna Morrissey filing a lawsuit accusing the show of selling them a home with defective and shoddy work. It names hosts Allison Gramanos and Donovan Eckhart as defendants and demands reversal of the sale and the return of $80,000 they spent on upgrades and landscaping. It's not the first time the show's made news for the wrong reasons. In July, developers behind it were accused of unsafe work conditions and code violations. Alderman Brian Hopkins says,
there was just a certain amount of arrogance involved, like, we're a TV show, we don't have to follow the rules.
There's been no comment on this latest suit from Gramanos, Eckhart, or HGTV.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2020 Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says the U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top general was a mistake.
There are any number of people in the world that have done something that the United States is against, but that doesn't mean that all of a sudden they all should become military targets.
Yang was speaking there on the campaign trail in Davenport, Iowa. The Department of Homeland Security has directed their agencies to review recommendations for preventing attacks on places of worship in the United States. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A memo from Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf gives component agencies 14 days to act on recommendations outlined in a December report from the Homeland Security Advisory Council on how to better protect faith communities from violence. It follows a series of attacks at or near places of worship, including a December 26th shooting at a Texas church and a machete attack at a Hanukkah celebration in New York. Recommendations in the report include designating an administrative liaison to act as a central point of contact for faith communities and oversee the agency's faith-based programs. The report also recommends forming an interagency working group dedicated to securing places of worship at the National Security Council.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.